talking about Derek Jeter possibly being washed up at age 36 reminds me of how young you have to be to kind of be a sports professional, which means many sports professionals never volunteer for the Peace Corps. We're talking about that because this is the Peace Corps' 50-year anniversary this month, and President Kennedy laid the groundwork for the creation of the organization half a century ago in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And we've been hearing stories from our listeners about their volunteer works at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
My name is Teresa Michael. I was a Peace Corps volunteer in East Timor from 2003 to 2005, and I decided to volunteer 2 years of my life because it was just time to do something that wasn't just living in New York and doing the 9-to-5 and going out to happy hour, and it was all the same. And so I decided to do something significant, and I joined the Peace Corps. And I was able to travel all around Asia and go to a place like East Timor that I didn't even know where it was before. So I think volunteering can really open millions of doors.
We also opened up this conversation not just to Peace Corps volunteers, but people who volunteered anywhere for any reason, because helping others can often start quite close to home.
My name is Tamara from Baltimore, Maryland. I volunteer at Helping Boys Understand in Baltimore. I do it because I want to expose inner city boys to something new. It helps them to know that there's more to the world besides their immediate or local environment. And I figure that if I work with them now, it could potentially save them later.
We also got this message from Jill in Miami, Oklahoma. She says, I'm finishing my second tour as an AmeriCorps VISTA. I was about 6 when I heard of VISTA, and it hit me that there were hungry kids in the U.S., not just overseas, and I could help. At 45, I'm part of an environmental justice center in one of the worst Superfund sites in the nation. For 2 years, I've had the gift of working and serving folk in a cause much bigger than myself. Soon, I'll have to return to corporate America, but I'll never, never let the bottom line be an excuse not to advocate for my community. That sounds like a textbook plea for more volunteerism. Give us your stories about why you volunteer or why you don't. 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can also post to our Facebook page. In a minute, we'll look back at the 50-year history of the Peace Corps.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.